use a dishwasher?
Sometimes when I'm being lazy, but 99% of the time I wash just one thing by hand.
Right, you wash stuff by hand, or you like to use paper plates or throw outable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you use the dishwasher and you put a fork in, do you put the fork in tine down or tine up?
I don't put that much thought into it. I just put it in. So I don't think this has to go upside down or this has to go right side up. I just grab a handful of stuff and put it in.
Right. I don't usually think about, I think about knives. Like, knives always go down. Actually, in my particular dishwasher, you can do them like on an angle. Mm-hmm. That way they're down. So when you reach in to grab them to put them away, you don't stab yourself. And it also doesn't go through the bottom and cut anything. So it's like on an angle. It's perfect.
Got it.
But forks don't do that. You know, spoons, it doesn't matter. Because spoons, it's like, you know, even if you grabbed a spoon on the spoon side, you're not going to hurt yourself. But forks are a problem. And we have been having a whole fight about this all day long today in my house. Because my boyfriend and I have very different... We've been together all these years. I did not realize that he had a different fork philosophy than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened today that the fork philosophy had to come to fruition because he got really mad at me because I always put the tines down. And the reason is because I'm always the person that puts the stuff away. He makes the dishwasher happen, and then I clean up the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
So when I reach my hand in, same thing with a knife. Don't want to poke myself with a tine of a fork.
Well, there's a thing called opening your eyes when you stick your hand in there and make sure that you're not going to stick it on a knife. You pay attention. I mean, I know that's hard for you to pay attention when you do things, but that, you know, a lot of people do that.
No, it's not that. It's the fact that we let it get so piled up that it's just tons of stuff in there. So I can't like look at every little single thing. It's easier for me just to look down and all I see is the handles of everything. To me, everything goes face down.
Mm-hmm.
So all the handles are there so I can just grab them as like a whole and throw them into the drawer very easily. You know what I mean? I don't have to like take one, turn it over. It's just, it's all handles and I put it away. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want me to do tines down anymore because he claims that they go through and they get stuck and they poke things. And then when he has to pick the thing up, he can't pick it up because the tine has gotten stuck. So he was like, he wasn't just like, hey, babe, do me a favor. He was like yelling in the kitchen. What the heck? What's going on in here? I'm like, what the heck happened? Did a dog do something? Did somebody pee in the kitchen? Did you see a mouse? He's like, why do you put the tines down? It's like, so I don't pierce my hand when I put the silverware away.
So the one time you loaded the dishwasher in 20 years, you did it wrong. I feel the same way about going in and that I do going out, because going in, I don't think they wash as well. The other way, I just don't pay that much attention to it.
That was his argument, that if I put it everything down, tine down, spoon down, everything down, it doesn't wash as well, and I have to put it up. I'm like, it's a dishwasher. It gets everything. It's not like it goes, well, I was going to do that fork, but it's too low. No, it's a dishwasher. The whole thing is hot water and soapy water, and it sucks it out. And listen, if you can't put a fork down and your dishwasher can't clean it, then you have a crappy dishwasher.
And most people do. And I'm one of them. We have a really crappy one. But it's only two of you. So there can't be more than 10 forks. And if there is, you need to wash dishes a little bit more often. Because you should have four things in that dishwasher.
Well, no, we have three meals a day. We eat everything at home,
mm-hmm.
right? And I cook with some things. And then there's dog stuff, too. I got to take dog food out, you know? So between the dogs and us, there's a lot of, by the end of the day, there's a lot of stuff in there. And I used to just let it pile up in the sink, and then he would put it away into the dishwasher, and I would put it away once it's clean. Now, there's no rules, because we're both home all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize that I was causing this friction between us with these stupid forks, but... Yeah, he wasn't talking to me for like an hour. He was so mad.
Yeah, I wonder what else that you're doing wrong that he doesn't tell you that one day it's going to explode.
Ugh, that's right.
You need to walk around the house with a paper and pen and write things down. Okay. Everything that pisses me off about you, write it down. I know it's a lot, but right. at least I have a heads up. You know, if you don't like where I put the shampoo in the shower, write that down. If you don't like the way I fold your underwear. I mean, I don't want to be surprised by anything, especially on Christmas.
Let's go all, especially on Christmas. Thank you. Like, Merry Christmas. What's up with the forks? That's not a bad idea. Like, go around with a notebook as if, like, you know, when you rent an apartment and then they come to make sure that everything's in place, you can get your security deposit back. Mm-hmm. I should be like, let's pretend you have a security deposit on this relationship and you want it back. let's walk down. Let's walk around to everything and we'll just take notes.
Mm-hmm. I don't like when you do this. And you can write one, too. So you guys can compare notes and then nothing will be a surprise.
Yeah, I stopped caring a long time ago.
As long as he's there in the morning when you wake right. up, good enough.
I would hand him a blank sheet of paper and be like, here, these are my grievances. It's like Festivus, the airing of the grievances, minor zero.